Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Just Football Clubs, your one-stop shop for delving deep into the fascinating world of, you guessed it, football clubs. Today, we're setting our sights on a team that's as glamorous as a South Beach sunset, Inter Miami CF. Now, this club might be young, but there's a lot to unpack. So buckle up and get ready for a crash course in Miami football. Inter Miami is a fresh face in Major League Soccer, only kicking off for the first season in 2020. Despite the short story, they've got big dreams of becoming a global force. They've got ownership with some serious star power, a flashy stadium, and a hunger to succeed. Like that first sip of a margarita on an empty stomach, things haven't always been plain sailing. We'll explore the growing pains, the glimpses of brilliance, and everything in between as we peel back the layers of this intriguing young club. David Beckham, the footballing legend, and the Mass brothers George and Jose, business titans in South Florida, all shared a dream: bringing top-flight soccer to Miami. Now, Miami had flirted with the idea of an MLS team before, but this time, it felt different. Beckham's star power helped open doors, and in 2018, Major League Soccer finally announced Inter Miami CF as their 25th club. There were high hopes from the get-go. South Florida's diverse population promised a passionate fan base, and the ownership group boasted serious financial muscle. Building a club from scratch is no walk in the park. Securing a stadium location became a bureaucratic nightmare. And the team's debut season in 2020 was overshadowed by construction delays and a global pandemic. So, while Inter Miami's early years may have been a whirlwind, the foundation is there. They've got a passionate owner with a global reputation, a state-of-the-art stadium, and a growing fan base hungry for success. They just need to translate that potential into trophies. But that's a story for another day, or maybe later in this episode. Inter Miami isn't afraid to stand out, and that goes double for their kits. Forget the traditional stripes or hoops, these guys have embraced a bold, all-pink primary jersey. It's a colour choice that reflects Miami's vibrant culture and the iconic pink flamingos in the region. Some might scoff, but the pink has become a symbol of the club's identity, instantly recognisable and a conversation starter. Now, pink isn't the only splash of colour. The away kit typically features a contrasting colour, with black and white being popular choices. The design approach is generally modern and sleek, with clean lines and minimal fuss. Think South Beach chic meets top-tier sportswear. So whether you love it or hate it, Inter Miami's pink kit is undeniably eye-catching. It's a bold statement that reflects the club's ambition and desire to carve out their own unique space in the football world. Inter Miami's badge is more than a logo. It's a visual representation of the club's identity and aspirations. Let's take a closer look at the different elements that make it up. The Great White Herons. These majestic birds are a staple of the South Florida ecosystem, and their image evokes a sense of strength, grace, and freedom. The two herons are interlocked, forming the letter M, a subtle nod to Miami. The Eclipse. This element sits between the herons and symbolizes a new dawn for professional soccer in Miami. Some fans also see it as a cheeky reference to David Beckham's iconic number 7 jersey. The Sunrays. 7 sunrays burst forth from the eclipse, again a tribute to Beckham's lucky number. The name and year. Encircling the entire badge is a club's full name, Club Internacional del Football Miami, and the Roman numerals MMXX, representing their inaugural season in 2020. The overall design is clean and modern, with a distinct Art Deco influence that reflects Miami's architectural heritage. It's a badge that's both stylish and meaningful, a symbol of a young club with big dreams. Inter Miami's story so far has been one of ambition tempered by growing pains. This is especially true when it comes to the stadium situation. Currently, the team calls Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale home. Opened in 2020, it's a functional, modern stadium with a capacity of around 18,000. However, it was always intended to be a temporary solution. The real dream lies a few miles north in Miami proper. There, construction is underway for a brand new stadium called Miami Freedom Park. This state-of-the-art facility is slated to be open in 2025 and will boast a capacity of 25,000. Designed to be more than just a stadium, Miami Freedom Park promises to be a vibrant entertainment complex with restaurants, shops, green spaces, and even community soccer fields. The move to Miami Freedom Park represents a significant step for Inter Miami. It will provide a permanent home in the heart of the city, closer to the fan base, and offer a more electric matchday atmosphere. However, there have been delays and hurdles along the way, highlighting the challenge of building a new stadium from scratch. So, for now, Inter Miami fans make their home at Chase Stadium, but their eyes are firmly set on the future and the promise of Miami Freedom Park. Inter Miami might be a young club, but they're already building a passionate fan base. South Florida boasts a diverse population with a strong affinity for Latin American football. Inter Miami is tapping into that passion, offering a local team to get behind and a chance to celebrate their heritage. The supporters' groups are still in the early stages, but there's a growing sense of community among fans. Groups like the Southern Legion, the Miami Ultras, and the Siege bring energy and colour to the stands at Chase Stadium. However, building a loyal fan base takes time. Inter Miami's early struggles on the pitch haven't helped. Some fans have expressed frustration with the ownership group's focus on glitz and glamour over on-field results. There's also the challenge of competing with established MLS teams in the region, like Orlando City and Atlanta United. But Inter Miami supporters are a determined bunch. They believe in the potential of the club and are committed to seeing them succeed. As the team matures and starts competing for trophies, expect Inter Miami fan base to grow even stronger. They could become a major force in MLS, adding another vibrant chapter to the league's passionate supporter culture. A young club like Inter Miami doesn't have a long list of established nicknames, but a few contenders are already emerging. The Herons. This is the most natural nickname, referencing the two herons prominently featured on the club's badge. Vice City. A playful nickname that taps into Miami's reputation as a glamorous and sometimes hedonistic city. While it might not be the most serious moniker, it does have a certain ring to it and captures the city's unique vibe. Inter. This is a straightforward abbreviation of the club's name. Used by fans and commentators alike, it's short, catchy, and avoids any confusion with their more established namesake, Inter Milan. El Inter de Miami. The Spanish version of Inter Miami is used by some fans, particularly those with a Latin American background. It adds a touch of flair and reflects on the club's multicultural identity. For a young club, Inter Miami has already got some interesting rivalries. Who are the two main contenders? The Florida Derby. This unofficial title has been given to the clashes between Inter Miami and Orlando City SC. As the only two MLS teams in Florida, these matches are naturally seen as a battle for state supremacy. The rivalry is still young, but there's already a good dose of animosity brewing, fueled by a passionate fan base and a desire to be top dog in Florida. The Miami Clásico. This is the intra-city rivalry between Inter Miami and Miami FC. While Miami FC plays in the USL Championship a tier below the MLS, these matches still hold significance. They offer bragging rights for Miami's soccer scene and have a chance for both teams to showcase themselves on the bigger stage. Alright, let's be honest. Inter Miami's trophy is looking a little bare. Remember, they're a very young team, having only joined MLS in 2020. Building a team that consistently competes for silverware takes time and a lot of hard work. In 2023, they managed to snag their first ever trophy, the League's Cup. This expanded North American competition offered a chance for Inter Miami to shine. And they did just that, defeating teams from Mexico and the US on their way to lifting the trophy. It was a significant milestone for the young club and a sign of things to come. Maybe? The 2023 season also saw some near misses. They reached the final of the US Open Cup, the prestigious knockout tournament in American soccer, but ultimately fell short against Houston Dynamo. So while Inter might not be stacking trophies just yet, they're showing signs of progress. The hunger for success is there. With the right pieces in place, they could soon be challengers for titles in the MLS. Despite a short history, Inter Miami has attracted some big names, hoping star power will translate to success on the pitch. Here are a few of their most notable players. Lionel Messi. This one needs no introduction. The arrival of the legendary Argentine forward in 2023 sent shockwaves throughout the soccer world. While Messi might be past his absolute peak, his experience, skill and star quality have undoubtedly elevated Inter Miami's profile. Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba. Messi wasn't the only Barcelona legend to make the move to Miami. His former teammates, the ever-reliable midfielder Sergio Busquets and the dynamic left-back Jordi Alba joined him in 2023, forming a familiar and formidable trio. Gonzalo Higuain. El Papita was one of Inter Miami's first marquee signings in 2020. The experienced Argentinian striker brought a wealth of goal-scoring prowess to the team, becoming their all-time leading scorer until Messi's arrival. These are just a few of the players who helped put Inter Miami on the map. As the club continues to grow, expect them to continue to attract big names who want to be part of the ambitious project. That brings us to the end of our whirlwind tour for Inter Miami CF. We've explored their short history, their flashy threads, and their quest for glory. Sure, there might be a young team finding their feet, but there's no denying the potential here. With a passionate fan base, a glamorous location, and a sprinkle of star power, Inter Miami's future is bright. Whether they'll become an MLS powerhouse or just another footnote in footballing history will remain to be seen. But one thing's for sure, they'll do it with a touch of South Beach flair. Well, thanks for joining me for this very first episode of Just Football Clubs. I hope you enjoyed the deep dive into Miami. If you did, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. If there's another club you're curious about, let me know in the comments. Until next time, keep calm and kick a ball.